CBS News, this is Frank Settapani. President Reagan, fresh from a weekend stay at his California ranch, flies to Dallas later this morning to stump for Republican Senate candidate James Collins, who faces an uphill fight against incumbent Democrat Lloyd Benson. From Texas, it's back to Washington to prepare a progress report on the economy. On the CBS News broadcast Face the Nation Sunday, AFL-CIO Chief Lane Kirkland accused the president of promising a boom but delivering a bust.
The president's basis of his policies, the supply-side economics, deregulation and detaxing of business, monetarism, have proven to be faulty. They have brought this country to a desperate condition, a very dangerous condition.
White House Chief of Staff James Baker defends the Reagan economic record, but admits the 10.1% unemployment rate reported Friday could be a big issue in the November congressional elections.
Before you can get the unemployment rate moving down, you've got to cure the problems that cause that unemployment rate to go up. And those problems are the twin evils of inflation and interest rates.
Baker says lower inflation and interest rates mean Americans are better off now. He says he believes the voters are willing to be patient. More after this.
If you've been banking on high interest rates as a source of income, look out. According to a recent article in the Wall Street Journal, lower interest rates will hurt many people in the pocketbook, especially those on fixed incomes. If information like this is important to you, have a pencil ready for an offer from the Journal that can help keep you informed of everything happening anywhere in business that could affect your future, your family's future, and your company's future. Other Wall Street Journal articles revealed how sheltering income under the new tax law could end up costing you money rather than saving it. Why a battle of the sexes is looming at the payroll window, and that many recent college graduates who got good jobs now are losing them. The Wall Street Journal. It's all the business news you need when you need it. Right now, you can get 6 months of the Journal for $47. That's $47 for 6 months of the Journal, just 37 cents a day. So, if you're serious about business, put the Wall Street Journal to work for you. Call toll-free in the continental U.S., 800-228-6600. That's 800-228-6600, except in Nebraska. You'll be billed later.
What might be termed the Beer Barrel World Series opens in St. Louis Tuesday night when the Cardinals, owned by beer baron August Busch, take on the Milwaukee Brewers. The Redbirds beat the Atlanta Braves Sunday to win the National League pennant, while the Brewers defeated the California Angels for the American League title. The two sides in the National Football League strike are taking a step toward the resumption of negotiations. Eric Engberg reports from Rye, New York, where union and management officials met Sunday.
For the first time since the strike began, the two sides have publicly agreed on something. They will go together to the U.S. Federal Mediation Service and seek aid in finding an outsider to get the stalemated negotiations going again. Until now, the union has opposed any involvement of the mediation service. As outlined by Union Director Ed Garvey, the mediation service's role for now will be limited to suggesting names of third parties who would be acceptable to both sides. Garvey said his understanding is this person will not be the chief federal mediator, Kay McMurray. As the search for an acceptable mediator goes on, no further talks are scheduled. But both sides, at a press conference, expressed a strong desire to end the strike. Eric Engberg, CBS News, Rye, New York.
Auto workers in Detroit and several other cities cast ballots this week on a proposed new contract with the Chrysler Corporation. The voting could be nothing more than a formality. Auto Workers Union President Douglas Frazier has all but conceded rejection of the agreement, which ties pay raises to Chrysler profits instead of providing a wage hike up front. The gunman holed up in an Amtrak sleeping car in Raleigh, North Carolina since Friday has released one of his hostages, a 4-year-old girl. Police say she's in good condition, but they fear the gunman has killed a second child and a woman hostage. Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in three Southern California counties where weekend brush fires scorched thousands of acres, destroyed scores of homes, injured dozens of people, and forced thousands of others to evacuate. The emergency declaration clears the way for federal aid. More news after this.
Ow, why'd you slap my hand?
Stop nibbling the food till it's cooked.
I'm starving.
Well, control yourself. You know you should lose weight.
I'd love to, but I hate starving and taking pills.
Try the AIDS diet plan.
AIDS?
Appetite suppressant candy cubes.
Both AIDS cubes and diet pills help curb hunger, but AIDS do more. Help satisfy your need to taste, chew, and enjoy.
More meat?
I'm fine, dear.
You're sticking to your diet.
Thanks to AIDS.
AIDS help curb hunger and satisfy taste. Use only as directed.
Bill, it's 1 a.m. You've rehearsed your speech enough. Go to sleep.
I never can before a big meeting, just when I need my rest the most.
Take Compose.
Compose?
Sure helps me drop off.
In cases of occasional sleeplessness, Compose helps you feel drowsy so you can fall asleep. That way, in the morning, you can feel fresher.
Okay, guys, coming.
Good luck, dear.
Thanks to Compose, I'm feeling rested.
A good night's sleep sure pays off.
Compose. Use only as directed.
Oil industry analyst Dan Lundberg says gasoline prices, now averaging $1.26 a gallon nationwide, have probably bottomed out and could start going up at any time. Fugitive leaders of the outlawed Solidarity Union movement are calling for a four-hour nationwide strike in Poland November 10th to protest the decision to completely ban the union. Sweden now says the suspected foreign submarine trapped near a Swedish naval base may have escaped. The Swedish press is speculating the escape story may be a trick to confuse the sub's operations base or a graceful way out of a ticklish diplomatic situation. The sub is believed to be a Soviet or Soviet bloc vessel. Frank Setapani, CBS News.